Hey friends, it's Pastor Jason. Thanks so much for joining me today on The Daily Hit. Visit jasonjohncalward.com for these podcasts and additional content. And I'd love to hear your feedback and verse recommendations. You can do all of that on the website or my social media. Again, thanks for listening. Please share this with your friends. Let's get to today's verse. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says, "Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And I'm going to go ahead and throw verse 7 in there as well. "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Man, don't be anxious. My goodness, isn't that something that's very difficult to do today? I mean, it's life goes at such a fast pace, a breakneck pace, and we've got to make decisions right, left, and sideways, and it seems like we never get to slow down and actually think through things or process through things. And what it does is it feeds anxiety inside of us. We get stressed out about something, and all of a sudden that stress eats away at us, and we go to bed thinking about it. We wake up thinking about it. We have dreams about it in the middle of the night. And so we are constantly in this cycle, this vicious loop of anxiety all the time. And it seems like in the world, the way we are supposed to deal with anxiety is you just kind of pull your bootstraps up and deal with it, or else you've got to be in constant therapy. Or there's another way that a lot of people deal with anxiety, and that's medication. Now, let me just stop right here and say, look, I'm not knocking you if you've got to take medication to deal with your anxiety. Okay, do what your doctor tells you to do. Do what you need to do. Like, take care of yourself. I get all that. And I want to also stop this idea that if you're having some type of mental health issue, that it's just you're having that just because you ain't praying more. That's not what we're saying at all either. We're not gonna talk about it like that or live that life. But here's what I am gonna say is that God wants you, when you become anxious about something, to go to Him with it and to lay it at His feet. "But everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Well, what are you anxious about? You know, one of the things that psychologists say is a really good tool is to play out what you're anxious about to its worst possible conclusion. That's a really good tool that you can use. I mean, whatever you're stressing about, whatever you're worried about, what is the absolute worst that could happen? Now, whatever the worst that you could think of, let's be honest, that's probably not going to happen. It's probably not. Now, there may be those times when it does, and you know, that's going to be a whole new Bible verse and a whole new lesson for another day. But whenever you play out your anxiety to the worst possible outcome, a lot of times what it will do is it will allow us to really fully see what we're afraid of. At the end of that exercise, you'll find what you're actually really afraid of in that moment. And that gives you the opportunity to deal with it. Why? Because you've shined light on that thing. And all of a sudden now you realize this is the thing that I'm afraid of the most that's causing the anxiety in my heart. And then what we do is we give it to the Lord. Now, that's such a churchy phrase. Well, just give it to Jesus. What does that mean? Well, it means every time you think about that thing that's making you anxious, you say to God, you say out loud if you have to, say it a million times a day if you have to. Like, let's take finances. "God, I'm anxious about my finances. I'm stressed about my finances. I'm thinking about my finances right now. I'm going to give it to you. God, I'm going to do what you told me to do," which when it comes to finances, look, paying your tithes is something God told you to do. It's not about money. It's about the devourer being rebuked in your life. It's about obedience. But he also talks about spending the other 90% well. Like I say all the time, you can't be a moron when you spend your 90%. You have to realize that it all comes from him. So, but if you're anxious about money, here's what you do. You say, "God, I've done the things you've asked me to do, and I'm still anxious about this. So I'm asking you right now, I'm asking you to take this burden. I can't carry it by myself." Now, what God might do is he might just give you peace in your heart, like verse 7, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds." Like you may begin to get peace and you have absolutely no clue where that peace came from or absolutely know why you have peace because the problem still persists. He might actually say, "Hey, you know what? I want you to go get with this so-and-so that goes to church with you. They're in finances. They know how to do this. I want you to go get with them. Show them your budget and let's work this thing out." God might give you some action steps to take. So you can have a choice whether to be anxious about something or to take it to God. Take it to him in prayer. And don't just take it like a beat dog with it. Take it to him with thanksgiving. God, I'm thankful that I get to take this stuff to you. I know you could be doing a million other things, but the fact that you let me bring my issues and my anxiety to you, God, I'm thankful for that. Here's my request. This is what I'd love to see you do. But God, at the end of the day, I don't want to be anxious. I want to trust in you. At the end of the day, you want peace in your heart, not anxiety. And so your first step is simply this, friend. Take it to God. Take it to God. Tell God how you feel. Tell him the situation you're in. Take it to him and then allow the peace that only comes from him, peace that you can't even fathom how awesome it is, how great it'll be. That peace, allow that peace to guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. If you're in the North Houston area and are looking for a great church home, visit freedomdl.com. And to financially support this podcast with a tax-deductible donation, visit jasonjohncowart.com/partner.